welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris Brokeback Paramountain McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this installment of yet another interesting kind of burst, I am joined by Justin Hollywood Bell to discuss the story that Paramount Pictures and Netflix have signed an unprecedented multi-movie deal. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Paramount Pictures have signed an unprecedented multi-movie deal with the popular streaming service Netflix in an effort to keep the major movie studio relevant in the ever-evolving world of film and entertainment. We are still unclear as to the extent of the deal, but the move is a bold one nonetheless. The news was announced by studio head Jim Giannopoulos, who said, "Our priority to expand our role as a major global content supplier. As such, we're exploring various new revenue streams in addition to our traditional theatrical releases as a producer of first-run films and television for other media platforms." Paramount and Netflix have worked on successful projects in the past with shows like Maniac and 13 Reasons Why, which have been huge hits on the streaming service platform, as well as the amazing marketing coup that was Cloverfield Paradox, a film that was advertised at halftime during the Super Bowl earlier this year, appearing on Netflix as soon as the game had finished. What is of more interest to us is the fact that with this deal, Paramount would be in a position to use a number of their other properties, such as Transformers and Cloverfield, as well as Hasbro brands, like Dungeons & Dragons and G.I. Joe. Jim Giannopoulos also discussed the use of IP and how Netflix would be great for that development, saying, "While they have increased their internal capabilities, they are looking for great properties and we have great IP, great development and great creative relationships and potential to develop for them. In some ways, it's just an evolution from the days when studios were making movies of the week for the networks. The difference, of course, is that the quality of some of these films is much higher, making these relationships even more valuable, and it plays to the strength of a large, well-established studio like Paramount." The big question is, are we likely to see the Snake Eyes movie released on Netflix instead of the big screen, or will this just give us the chance of seeing a live-action or animated series on Netflix? Justin, can you answer all of those for us, please?
What, I've got all the answers. What's it worth to you?
A multi-movie deal on Netflix? Okay, so first off, what are your thoughts about this just in general?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, it's certainly, I think, a good move. I've seen some shift recently, not a lot of it, but some of it clearly, where there's actually some films that release simultaneously in the theater and on Netflix as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is very, very interesting way to do it and pretty revolutionary. I mean, the theatrical chains have always had kind of a stranglehold on movie distribution and have created some sort of archaic kind of methodology for release and exclusivity that really is ridiculous considering the landscape movies are in these days, where everyone is, you know, doing streaming, and really the only reason why you have to wait, you know, 4 or 5 months before it's available on a streaming service is just because the theater chains say so, which is kind of ridiculous. So I think it's great to be heading in that direction. I think that's probably where entertainment is going. But I think it's a very cool move for Paramount to make this kind of shift towards Netflix. And Netflix is obviously getting really, you know, huge into the original content. I mean, not that this is necessarily be original or Netflix exclusive original content, but they are, you know, going that direction. They're certainly not afraid to invest some money in advertising and production for some of their own features. And, you know, some of this Netflix exclusive stuff. I mean, the quote you read about, you know, not much different than doing movies of the week for the networks. I mean, the major difference is if you look at these shows and films on Netflix, you know, the production values are almost, you know, indistinguishable from Hollywood features.
Absolutely.
They almost look like they could be Hollywood features. So it's pretty amazing.
Well, streaming is where the money is being spent, let's face it. Yeah. I mean, Amazon, Netflix, Apple, Hulu combined, they're going to be spending $20 billion on content in 2018. $20 billion. Netflix lead that group as well. So, I mean, I think for Paramount, this is a good thing. I'm not saying Paramount is some sort of archaic movie studio that, you know, have kind of lost it or whatever. I mean, they've made some the good stuff. They made some bloody awful stuff. But at the same time, what studio hasn't? You know, I mean, they all kind of, you know, it's all a bit of hit and miss with these guys. But I think and the same could be said for Netflix. I mean, not every Netflix original is a groundbreaking, you know, awesome
thing.
But again, at the same time, I think this is the way it should be now. I don't think people should necessarily be flocking away from movie theaters, but I definitely think the time periods we're talking about. I mean, I remember when you'd watch a movie in the theater or at the cinema like we would say in the UK. And you'd watch it, you'd come out of it, and then you would forget about the bloody thing because it wouldn't be out on VHS or
yep.
even DVD. It wasn't that long ago. You were still waiting 6 months for it to come out, and you're thinking,
yeah.
What is going on? Like, you just forgot about it by then, and then it's a big deal when it comes out, I suppose. But I never really understood that distance of waiting. You know, I think
right.
we had a TV channel or a group of TV channels on Sky in the UK, basically Sky Movies it was called, and it was like a bunch of different kind of movie channels. And at one point, it would finish in the cinema, and then about 3 months later, Sky would get it, and then you'd watch it on Sky, and then another 3 months later, you'd get it on VHS or DVD, and you kind of think, it's like, I don't understand this. Like, just get the f***ing thing out for people, and streaming
right.
makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, everybody's got, their devices, and the choices are out there. I mean, it used to be a Hollywood release was an event, and to a degree, it still is in some place. I mean, obviously, anytime a new Marvel or DC movie gets released
yeah.
or anything like that, it becomes an event, or Star Wars, it becomes an event. But for the majority of films out there, the kind of release hoopla is not nearly as big. And anybody who says, I feel like watching a movie tonight doesn't have to,
yeah.
Go in the white pages and look at the, or call Movie Phone or whatever. They just need to fire up Netflix and they know exactly what they can watch.
I remember when Netflix was a kind of, they would send you the movies like on little DVD
yeah.
things. I remember when that yep. was the case. My buddy did it and he was like, yeah, I'm doing this thing called Netflix. It's like, it's like a library, but you do it online and they send you the thing. I'm like,
yep.
dude, I can't be bothered. Like, that would take ages.
Yeah, I never once got into the DVD aspect of Netflix. I think my mom had it at one point, and I, used it when she had the subscription for it, but I never did it until it was streaming.
Yeah, streaming makes a hell of a lot more sense. Anyway, let's talk about the really important thing here. Do you see this as an opportunity to, and like, we've had a lot of comments on a lot of the posts I make, even when they've got nothing to do with what this is about.
Yeah.
We do get a lot of comments about people wanting a Netflix series, like a TV show or something,
yep.
For G.I. Joe, just in case you were wondering what I was flaffing on about. But yeah,
for
so,
My Little Pony?
For My Little Pony. So with the G.I. Joe aspect here, do you think it would suit the premise as a whole anyway to have a kind of extended television series, either live action or animated?
Oh, I mean, I'd love it. I think it would. I mean, we're talking about events and kind of how film is no longer necessarily an event. I think Netflix, in many cases, does become an event when a new Netflix series launches, just because, it's streaming and everybody talks about it and it kind of shows up on social media and
yeah.
and things like that. I think that could serve G.I. Joe well, not just because, it might shine a little bit more. G.I. Joe in a major Hollywood feature kind of can get lost in the shuffle a little bit with all the other Hollywood features. But on Netflix, who knows? Maybe it stands out among the crowd. Just, I think it's the same could be said of, the Marvel series, where, I think a Daredevil movie might not necessarily be the shining moment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It would probably get overwhelmed by Avengers and things like that. But Daredevil on Netflix has
yeah.
become, one of their, key destination shows, so to speak. And I think you could say the same for G.I. Joe. I think it could certainly offer that sort of opportunity. That being said, I don't really know how TV shows and animated features work. And just because Paramount has this deal, does that lend itself to TV show production? Does Paramount do TV show production, or is it simply
movies?
They've
produced shows such as 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, that's
Maniac.
Right. Yeah, you just mentioned that. Yeah,
I did mention that that I wrote. I didn't even know that beforehand anyway. But they produced.
So yeah, it's a good point.
They
produced
those. So maybe that maybe that's an option. But I was going to actually ask you, what would you prefer? Would you prefer animated or live action? And with the fact that we're talking Paramount, are we talking live action anyway?
Yeah, I would suspect we're talking live action anyway. What would I prefer? I mean, I guess that really depends. I mean, if they're going animated, you can almost guarantee that it's going to be, geared for the younger audience. I mean, yes,
yeah.
we did just get Godzilla and Castlevania and stuff like that, which are obviously geared towards a more mature audience. I don't see them doing that experiment again with G.I. Joe like
yeah.
they did with G.I. Joe Resolute, where they make it hyper-violent and geared strictly for adults. If they're doing an animated feature, they're going to be doing it to try to attract a younger crowd. So it might not be necessarily a show that appeals to our generation. Although on the flip side, you know, they did, you know, they had Voltron, which managed to appeal to the next generation and also appeal to the long-term crowd. So whether or not they could make that magic blend between old school fans and modern fans work, I have my doubts, just because all the old school fans for G.I. Joe, just they want like military and they want hardcore action, and where something like Voltron can appeal to the old, you know, the more mature audiences with, you know, characters and designs and somewhat more,
fun aspects,
storytelling.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe, if they want to appeal to that crowd, it's got to go like full blown, heavy machine guns and shooting people dead. And I just don't see Hasbro going that route. Again. So,
I was going to say again is a key word at the end there. Yeah.
So I think a live action TV, if we're looking for something that's more geared towards us, I think it would have to be a live action TV show. But at the same time, I'm not sure Hasbro would do that.
Clearly, everyone wants a live action cartoon show based around the European exclusive Tiger Force. Obviously,
sign me up.
Which I'm going to try and audition for as Hit and Run.
There you go.
Joking aside, obviously the timing around this kind of deal and other things like Power Rangers and the talk of the Snake Eyes movie, I instantly went to the thought of, well, maybe the Snake Eyes movie might be a Netflix release, which I don't think would be a bad idea. And, you know, again, the money could already be made, obviously, because the deal's been done. So in terms of, like, what happens in, you know, with these shows, like, I don't really know where the money is made after that, you know, once it starts streaming. Are you aware of any kind of other monetary like revenues once the movie is kind of out and on Netflix?
Well, from Paramount's side or from Netflix's side? Because
both.
I mean, I know when they keep talking about how they're canceling, you know, these MCU shows like Luke Cage and Iron Fist, it's because of, you know, this vague kind of social media presence where they have this way to track how often a show is being talked about on social media, so how the visibility is.
Right.
And they kind of use those metrics as a gauge for how popular it is. Plus Netflix, obviously, I'm sure they can track every single show that's watched and the reviews and all that stuff. So that's the kind of metric they use. I mean, how in Netflix, obviously, you know, they have a way to measure that when this show was released, did we get, you know, X more monthly subscriptions because of it?
Or, I suppose so, yeah.
So, I mean, that would be how Netflix can kind of earn their money, plus just, you know, the hoopla, like I was talking about with how often things are mentioned on social media. I know that was one of the main points they made when canceling Iron Fist, was that, well, for season one, there was this much percent of posts on Twitter and Facebook were about Iron Fist, but for season two, only this many were. That's like a 40% drop off. So it's obviously losing popularity. So they're not going to bother renewing it. And that was kind of the proof they used that it wasn't as popular. But as far as money for Paramount, I don't know if they get a cut from Netflix on a per stream basis. Like for every time it's streamed, Paramount gets a percentage. I mean, if that's the case, then they could certainly continue making money after Netflix releases it. But that's always been so vague to me, too, because you hear all these stories about, you know, Netflix produced Altered Carbon or whatever, and it cost like $76 million or something like that. And you just got to wonder, how did they make that money back? I mean, you invest that money, you put it on the platform. If people are already paying for it, then they're just watching it. You're not making any more money. There's no advertisements. Yeah, you're not making any more money from that. So how does that...
I'm sure people are jumping on Netflix still to this point, but I feel like the majority of the people that have it and...
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, I could be wrong. There could be like loads of people joining all the time and dropping off and coming back.
It seems very pervasive. Like it's almost everywhere. Like almost every single person you talk to has Netflix. You know, not necessarily so much the other streaming services, but Netflix seems to be that one kind of reliable. Yeah. And you know, obviously I don't, you know, I talk to 0.00001% of the population. So,
me.
You know, there could be million. Yeah, I talk to you. It's you and me. You have Netflix. I have Netflix. Thus, everybody has Netflix. you know, there could be hundreds of millions of people out there that don't have it. Or maybe they do. There are legitimately people who sign up to watch a show and then, you know,
let their
membership expire after that show's over and then wait for the next one to come, which seems bizarre. But, of course, interestingly, I mean, talking about all this streaming stuff and you do kind of have to wonder, like, when does the threshold get to be a little bit too much, too, because I know that's been a big topic of conversation I've read lately, where supposedly, you know, piracy is up because there's so many streaming options that, and so much exclusivity to each streaming option that, you know, it's almost getting to the point where it's like the big cable again, where, yeah, you know, yeah, the battle between NBC and ABC and CBS. And it's getting that way now where this show is only on Netflix. This show's only on Amazon Prime. This show's only on, you know, DC's streaming service. This show's only going to be on this Marvel service. And pretty soon you're paying twice the cost of a cable bill and all the different streaming services that you're paying for. So,
yeah, I mean, I find that when I've got Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and I think BritBox, because obviously I've got BritBox. but that's because, you know, you'll find that it's like, I really want to watch The Venture Brothers. And it's like, oh, it's only on Hulu. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, brilliant. I really want to watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh, it's not on anything anymore. Brilliant. Now I've just got to watch it on like Vice or something, or like Fox or something. Yeah. It is getting to the point. But what's happened is each channel's got a streaming service now, or more or less. Yeah. And the more you get on board, the more you're paying every month. And it's like, oh, yep, I'm just paying more than I was paying for cable. But obviously the difference being you've got a lot more control. But I've found so many times going on Netflix, and don't get me wrong, I do love Netflix, but so many times I've gone, right, what shall I watch? And I'll just spend like an hour looking for something.
Yeah, and you can't find anything.
And it's like, I don't even. Anyway. That's
for as much as I've talked about Netflix, I rarely go on Netflix without already having something in mind that I want to watch. Right. I don't ever like surf Netflix and see if I can find something. It's usually, oh, this is the launch date for this series. I'm going to go watch this now. And then I don't touch Netflix again until the next series comes out.
Yeah. Well, in terms of G.I. Joe, then, are you excited by this? Do you think something is in the pipeline? I mean, is this something, do you think, or the timing with all these other things are going on? It's just a little bit convenient that you know, the Snake Eyes movie is coming out, the streaming service deal has just been kind of made. I mean, is this exciting you?
Oh, it's definitely exciting me, and I think it is a coincidence that, you know, this stuff all starts getting announced, and they all keep on saying you'll hear more information in November, and all the pieces are kind of coming together to make you wonder, well, is this kind of what they're talking about? And it could be, you know, a simultaneous theatrical release and a Netflix release, or it could be, I mean, if you think about it, they go to Netflix, they don't really need the big, huge Hollywood star. You know, there's a lot of stuff that could kind of be a little bit, I don't want to say easier for them, but it almost seems like G.I. Joe as a property is something it's second tier, you know, it's probably geared more towards a Netflix thing than a Hollywood thing, the same way that like Daredevil and Luke Cage and Jessica Jones are more suited to a Netflix thing than a Hollywood thing. I mean, they're not, none of those heroes are big name enough to have feature films.
Don't tell Ben Affleck that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're case in point, you know. But you know, they're big enough to carry, or I guess Jessica Jones and Daredevil anyway are big enough to carry.
Series.
So I think G.I. Joe can kind of fall into that same landscape where they're not quite Hollywood worthy, but you know, they're sure as hell Netflix worthy.
Absolutely. Well, again, the news is coming thick and fast, as it always does. Justin and I seem to be talking every night, but. I just have a funny feeling that we've been discussing this thing about the Snake Eyes thing. I guarantee as soon as we hang up this call, I'll be calling you again in a few minutes to go, Justin, they've just announced that. So we'll bring you up to date with any news that pops up with this, you know, in mind, obviously, with the Snake Eyes movie, with any more of this Netflix stuff. It'd be interesting to see what Paramount movies and shows or whatever are going to be connected in this deal, if that is already information that's known to both companies. It might just be that they've struck the deal, we don't know. But we, like I said, we'll bring you more information. Justin, thank you for jumping on and chatting to me again at the last second.
Not a problem.
Awesome, man. So that's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful co-host Justin Bell. See you in a few minutes. And as always, full stream force. Full stream. I can't think of anything. Full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full force.